friendship's sweeter. Knowing you're near, so good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Psalm 99, verses 1, 2, and 3. The Lord reigns. Let the nations tremble. He sits enthroned between the cherubim. Let the earth shake. Great is the Lord in Zion. He is exalted over all the nations. Let them praise your great and awesome name. He is holy. I love it. And all God's people said, amen. Man, well, happy Tuesday, this December the 29th, 2015. It's Joey Kroll in for Mark Burns again today. Whew, it is so good to fellowship with you. I really do. I you know, some people just say this just to say it, but I really do enjoy our time together whenever we have the opportunity to fellowship. I really do. You know, it's so amazing. I've shared the story a million times before, so please bear with me as I share it again. But it's just so amazing how God can really ordain a relationship and bring it to something you never even imagined. You know, I moved to Clinton, Illinois from just south central Illinois. I had kind of retired from radio. I thought I had, at least. And so I moved to Clinton, became a pastor in the area there. And so I just emailed Mark out of nowhere and said, hey, you know, I have many years of radio experience. If you ever need a volunteer, just let me know. And Mark and I had lunch. And then the next thing you know, I'm volunteering, worked really hard. And here I am now a staff member here at Great News Radio. And I thought I had retired from radio 5 or 6 years ago. So praise the Lord. God is good. So I really do enjoy our time together. You know, I am not only on this side of the radio, but I'm also on the other side of the radio. I love listening to this radio ministry. God has a special plan. God is on the move here at Great News Radio. He really, really is. And, you know, with that being said, I am so excited. Next year, 2016, we're going to be celebrating our 20th anniversary here at Great News Radio. 20 years of being on the air. There's a special 20th anniversary birthday bash Thursday night, April 7th, 2016. Thursday night, April 7th, 2016. Dr. Erwin Lutzer is going to be a special guest speaker that night. Of course, the Singing Men will be singing there as well. And we're still kind of working out the details of where it's going to be and the exact time and all of that stuff. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff that Mark is doing behind the scenes that's going to make this night one night to remember. So keep praying for us, and we'll have more details after the first of the year. But do mark it down on those new 2016 calendars that we're getting. Thursday, April 7th, 2016. Hey, as we prepare to just kind of wind this year down, would you remember us, though, friend, with a special year-end gift to Great News Radio? As you know, we are listener-supported. We don't air commercials like many other radio stations do. That's how they get their income. Well, that's not how we get our income here at Great News Radio. We get our income by the grace of God, but also through friends like you and me who really rally around this ministry. You know, think back. You know, at the end of each year, I like to think back and look over this past year and some of the highlights, the lowlights, and all of that stuff. Think back on how many times you were blessed by God using this radio ministry. If there's been more times than you could remember, would you remember us with a year-end gift? It can be a gift of $25, $75, $500, $1,000, $2,500, regardless of the size. We really want to celebrate your involvement and your investment here at Great News Radio. Our mailing address is Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. That's Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or you can give online safely and securely at greatnewsradio.org and click on donate. Well, coming up here in a few moments, we're going to go back to a classic Old Testament book and take a look at a classic Old Testament prophet, Jonah. And we're going to be talking about today returning to the Lord right after this on the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio. Thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Mark and Friends right here on this Tuesday, December the 29th, 2015. And I'll tell you what, nothing refreshes me like a good night's sleep. Can I get an amen? Or who doesn't enjoy the occasional Sunday afternoon nap? Boy, I'm just speaking somebody's language today. I love it. Well, in at least one way, though, sleep is not good for us. In fact, it can be dangerous. I'm talking about being spiritually asleep. Now, life has a way of lulling us to sleep spiritually. Now, if we allow ourselves to settle into a spiritual snooze, after a while, we simply just wither spiritually. Friend, it's time to wake up. God's call to return to Him demands a response from us. You know, have you ever asked yourself, how did I end up here? That's a common question. I mean, we start out with good intentions. I mean, we want to be great parents, we want to do well in school, or we want to take care of our health, but we falter somewhere along the way. It may be subtle at first, but after a while, we look back and we realize we're not the people we wanted to be. Have you ever been there? See, the same cycle can happen in our relationship with Jesus. Laziness, a lack of priorities, or even outright sin has a way of lulling us to sleep in our daily walk with Him. See, in the book of Jonah, we see a man who got off course, so to speak, in his relationship with God. See, Jonah's move away from God's instruction wasn't subtle. He flatly refused to listen to God. But God got Jonah's attention. If you know the story, you know he got his attention. See, God often acts to get our attention. and draw us back to him. I mean, we know the story of Jonah and the whale, but friend, let me encourage you today, don't let your familiarity with the story allow you to miss some incredible truths. You know, Jonah should have said yes to God. He should have obeyed, but he didn't. God called Jonah to the city of Nineveh and called the people there to turn away from their sin. Nineveh had more than 120,000 people who could not tell the difference between their right hand and their left. It was a big city. It was also a pagan city full of clueless people. God wanted to use Jonah to get their attention and do something about their spiritual condition. But so how did Jonah respond? Well, we know he ran in the opposite direction. It's almost comical that Jonah actually thought he could run away from God's presence. Jonah failed to realize he can never escape God's attention. God sees all and knows all. God, that's right. God sees everything. You know, when I said that in children's church, you know, the kids, there's always that one kid that says, even in the shower, yes, God sees and knows everything. Praise the Lord. So when God brought a massive storm against Jonah's boat, he finally began to see the effects of his rebellion. Jonah knew that he was under God's judgment because of his disobedience, and he was risking the lives of everyone on the boat with him. Jonah thought Tarshish would be far enough to escape God's call in his life. He found a ship to take him there, but his journey ended in disaster. Have you ever been there? Thought you could do it your own way, but only ended up in, well, shambles? Well, the same principles are at work in our life. Unfortunately, there are times when God gives us a clear call to return to him, but we respond by taking the first ship, going in the opposite direction. We run toward a place, a person, or a desire, or for anything else that will bring us fulfillment, yet we only find destruction. See, running from God always, friend, always leads to pain. But thankfully, the story doesn't end there. Tossed overboard to spare the ship and its crew, Jonah was miraculously swallowed by a huge fish. He spent 3 days and nights in that creature, and it wasn't too surprising that Jonah was moved to pray and worship God during that time. Have you ever gotten to that place where you like, I got this, God, you know, I know what I'm doing here, I don't need you? And ended up in shambles, or you ended up in a, so to speak, a belly of a whale. And then you realized, I think I made a mistake. It's not surprising that Jonah was moved to pray and worship God. And he vowed to obey God's command. And when the timing was right, God caused the fish to vomit Jonah onto dry land. And that was the moment God called him out a second time. Jonah chapter 2 ended with him being spit out onto dry land, and then Jonah chapter 3 verse 1. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. Go to the great city of Nineveh and proclaim to it the message I give you. Did you know that the callings and the giftings of God are irrevocable? Did you know that? You know, one of our kids, I'm not going to say their names, but one of our kids, they, when they do something wrong or when they say no to something we ask them to do, they throw a big fit, they pout, and then a little bit later, they always come back and they apologize, which I'm grateful for. And then they think, just by them apologizing, they didn't have to do that thing we originally asked. No, we still want you to take the trash out. I don't care if you apologize, which is nice, but go still take the trash out. It still remains. So God told Jonah the second time, the Bible says, in Jonah chapter 3, verse 1, go to the great city of Nineveh and proclaim to it the message I give you. And the message was 40 more days and Nineveh will be overthrown. Now talk about a seeker-friendly message right there. 40 more days and Nineveh will be overthrown. I mean, talk about a message that doesn't lend itself to making friends. I mean, can you imagine walking down the streets of Chicago saying your city is about to crumble? I mean, you might just get arrested. You surely will probably won't even make any friends, yet Jonah did what was difficult. It wasn't an easy task. but he was obedient to God and faithful to his message. No doubt it's harder to follow God. You do know this, right? It's harder to follow God than to stay in step with this world. It's so easy to just conform with the world. It's hard to follow God. Then something remarkable happened. The people of Nineveh actually responded. They repented of their sins and believed God. And to display their repentance, they called for a national fast and put on sackcloth. Even the king of Nineveh repented. He changed his royal robe into sackcloth to show his own repentance before God. Now, sackcloth, you know, we see and study from time to time, but sackcloth was a scratchy black wool cloth, usually made of goat hair, and people back then put on sackcloth to show an expression of repentance or personal distress, or if they were in mourning. But in this case, they put it on due to repentance. And the king of Nineveh charged everyone in Nineveh to call out before God so that he might change his mind and not overthrow the city. And so because of their actions and their response, the people of Nineveh had the opportunity to discover another part of God's character, which was grace. See, friend, the story that weaves through the book of Jonah is the story of what happens when we respond to what God is calling us to do. When we fail to obey God, strong consequence can result from that sin. But also blessing is found in obedience, friend. Even though Jonah didn't know what was going to happen in Nineveh, he was obedient, believe it or not. I know we always think of Jonah as the runaway prophet, and he is. But he did respond after a while. He was obedient, and God was faithful. The people responded. The king led the people to repentance before God, and the city was saved. Now, I don't know who originally said this. I heard this somewhere, but I love the truth in this. It says, someone is waiting for you on the other side of your obedience. A huge city full of dying people was waiting on the other side of Jonah's obedience. Friend, if God is burdening your heart to do something, you can be sure he is preparing someone or something to happen on the other side of your obedience. See, if you want to see a spiritual awakening in your family, it starts with your own repentance. Do you desire for God to start a great revival in your church? Well, let him revive your own life. Do you want God to change your community? Start by letting him change you. Groups and communities won't experience renewal and awakening until individuals experience renewal and awakening. So I encourage you today, be sensitive to God's voice. Don't let yourself become numb toward God. Immerse yourself in Bible study and prayer and asking God to help you be more sensitive to his voice. Respond with obedience, friend. When you hear God telling you to do something in the days to come, do it. Repentance isn't necessary when we obey God's call in the first place. And also, this may be you today. I know it's been me a million times before. Repent when necessary. None of us will obey God perfectly. When you find yourself wandering from God, repent, friend. Turn away from your disobedience and turn back to God. Spiritual renewal happens when we turn back to God. Isn't this a beautiful song? As the Deer, the Maranatha Singers, right here on today's edition of Mark and Friends. If you happen to miss a portion of the program today, just go back and listen to the audio archives portion of our website, greatnewsradio.org, and click on archives, and you can listen to today's program, yesterday's program, and all the way back for the last several years. Just, again, it's on our website, greatnewsradio.org. Well, coming up tomorrow, it's going to be the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. Until next time, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.